Hello, my name is Satarion. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. I'm doing pretty good. Are you calling in to find a testing site near you?
Yes. No, I'm calling from Georgia, and I'm calling from an 80-something-year-old lady who has been called. I've called there last month. She's been trying every day to get a vaccine. I'm wondering if they're giving vaccine in Alabama by race. She lives in Prattville, and she cannot get a vaccine.
Okay. Definitely understand the concern there. As far as getting that vaccine, I have to get you in touch with the vaccine line. If you're ready, I can provide you with that number.
I've called that vaccine line. I've spoken to somebody there. I've given her her name and phone number and address, and nobody's called her. Isn't there a way, like I got a vaccine, by going online and registering? How does it work in Alabama?
You mean as far as registering online?
Yeah, does somebody have to register online to get a vaccine? Because I see that teachers are leaving here and going to Alabama and getting vaccines. And she is 80-something years old. She can't go at 2 o'clock in the morning and stand in line. Why can't she get a vaccine?
See, I wouldn't be able to say for sure. If she's already been pre-registered, then that process is she has to wait for an appointment
at
to open up.
At 80-something years old?
Now,
how do you pre-register? She hasn't done anything online, so how do you pre-register?
It's from the sounds of it, it sounds like she already has, and now she's just waiting for an appointment. You say you called the vaccine line, correct?
I called and left a message. I'm hoping there's a vaccine. What is the vaccine line?
That's 855.
Mm-hmm.
566.
Mm-hmm.
5333.
I think I called that number already, and I spoke with somebody.
Okay.
But nothing happened.
That's the line that you would need to call in order to get in line for those appointments.
So there's no other way? I mean, you can't go on. So how people from Georgia, teachers from Georgia get on? There's no other way? You can't go and register online? No?
Not that I've seen. No. I can try to see if there has been anything like that. I can try to gather that information for you.
Okay.
All right, if you don't mind, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll be right with
you. Sure.
All right, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for waiting so patiently for me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. That information had it been made available if you can actually apply online. But we mm-hmm. do have different online websites that you can go to for more information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm actually looking on one that what you have to register online, and everything I see is like in May. Okay, and I don't know what is near her, so I'll send her this website. Okay, thank you.
All right. I hope we've been able to help if you need more.
Oh, no, give me the number, yeah, but All Talk doesn't have any. Okay.
Okay. If you need more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye, thanks.
Bye.